listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
For the University of Michigan News Service and the College of Engineering, I'm Nicole Cassell-Moore. In this segment, I'll talk with Thomas Wenish, an assistant professor of computer science and engineering. Professor Wenish is one of the developers of PowerNAP, a new approach to conserving energy in power-hungry computer data centers. PowerNAP involves putting servers to sleep periodically. First of all, Professor Wenish, what exactly is a data center?
A data center is like a giant room. You can think of it as a warehouse full of computers. Nearly every major Fortune 500 company and small company has a data center, as do numerous government entities. Every single time that you do an ATM transaction, anytime you log on to the internet, make a phone call, whatever actions you're taking there are going through one of these companies' data centers.
How much energy does a data center typically use?
So the amount of energy a data center will use depends on exactly how many computers we have in them. The computer under your desk, or one server in a data center, uses a couple hundred watts, so like three or four light bulbs. But the largest data centers are bigger than several football fields, and they might have 50,000 servers. With each of those consuming a couple hundred watts, you very rapidly get to megawatts of power. They basically need their own power plant sitting right next to them. Back in 2007, the Environmental Protection Agency actually did a study, and they found that by 2011, 2.5% of the power generated in the United States will actually be consumed by data centers. That's the same amount of power as 9.8 million average U.S. households. If you think about that in terms of the environmental impact, the total carbon footprint of the world's data centers is about as large as the entire carbon footprint of the Czech Republic.
Why do data centers use so much energy?
What's particularly insidious about these data centers is they're designed to be working 24/7, and they have to work even when a bunch of people go to the same website at the same time. For example, suppose a soccer game in the World Cup ends and everybody wants to see the final score. Thousands and thousands of people will all log on to the World Cup website at the same time. The data center needs to be big enough to support that peak demand. And that peak demand is many times larger than what you would see on an average day when a soccer game didn't just end. So the problem that creates is that most of the time, all of those computers in the data center are actually sitting there waiting for a soccer game to end. They're actually doing nothing. And the way we design servers today, they still use more than half as much power when they're doing absolutely nothing as they do when they're running at full steam.
So normally we think of things like email, web magazines, and online shopping as being greener activities than their traditional counterparts. Is that an incorrect assumption?
Well, in some cases, that's certainly true. So if you think about if I were to teleconference with someone instead of flying across the country to a meeting, well, I've just saved a massive amount of carbon. That said, we still can't ignore the substantial carbon impact of the activities we do online. Just to give you one example, many of you may be familiar with Second Life, right? This is online world where you can create a new character, an avatar, and live out that character's daily life. Well, recently, Nicholas Carr, a noted author and blogger, sat down and worked out the math, and it turns out that the carbon footprint of the citizen in Second Life is actually about the same as the carbon footprint of the average citizen of Brazil. So even in an online world, you can have a substantial carbon impact just because those computers take a lot of power.
So PowerNAP, this new system you've developed, puts computers to sleep periodically in data centers when they're not working. Why can't we do that today?
The problem is that even though they spend most of their time doing nothing, these periods of activity where they're actually doing something, when one web request shows up or one person happens to log on to that World Cup website, they're very close together. There's often less than a second where the computer is doing nothing, and that's just too short a time for us to turn computers off using conventional means. Just think of how long it takes for your machine at home to boot. The big idea here with PowerNAP is to try to redesign the system. We want the server, the moment it stops doing something, to nap. Then we can shut nearly all of the subsystems in the computer off to save power. PowerNAP eliminates almost all of the power that's used by idle computers. So we could potentially save as much as 3/4 of the power of some of these data centers.
So how far away are we from seeing this being implemented in data centers?
The new thing that we're arguing for here is kind of coordinating this nap mode. Nowadays, if you think about devices like cell phones or handheld computers, a lot of the components that we put into our mobile devices have outstanding power saving features that can save a lot of energy, for example, when you're not making a phone call. we need to take a lot of these technologies and put them together in servers and design some new software mechanisms that can coordinate putting all of these things to sleep at the same time. Now, it'll still be some time before we see something like this in a data center, but the key technologies, at least on the hardware side, are really available today.
I've been talking with Thomas Wenisch, an assistant professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.